the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Wendy Williams addressed the rumors about her marriage troubles during her morning talk show's return after a two-month hiatus.
Thank you so much for waiting. We were supposed to only be off for 2 weeks for Christmas vacation. And towards the end of the 2 weeks, I started to feel thyroidish. I mean, they're always adjusting and always doing stuff, and it can really screw you over. And then the salt levels, and you know, I'm 54, and not for nothing, even though you feel 25, honey, you know.
She also talked about the rumors that she's splitting up with her husband after 28 years.
I'm still wearing my ring. When you've been with somebody for 28 years, I know what you've been seeing.
And I knew what the streets have been talking about.
And anybody who's been married for 5 minutes or 500 years, you know. Marriages have ebbs and flows. Marriages are not easy. And don't ask me about mine until you see this gone. And it ain't going anywhere.
Ariana Grande is getting her own drink at Starbucks called Cloud Macchiato. The drink is espresso, whipped cold foam, and caramel drizzle. It will be available in stores nationwide beginning today.
Ooh, I hope she licks it too.
Kevin Spacey is headed to trial for his assault of an underage boy in July of 2016 in Massachusetts, but there are no eyewitnesses to the incident, and the teen didn't even tell his girlfriend. The teen claims that the Oscar-winning actor stuck his hand down his pants in the middle of a crowded bar, but according to witness interviews, he did not tell that to his girlfriend despite her texting and speaking to him before, after, and during the incident. Also, the owner of the bar, a waiter who was working that night, and a bartender all told cops that they saw nothing in the way of an assault.
I'm not saying it's not possible to happen, but like, or a girl even. I'm like, how do you just, like, nobody noticing, put your hands down somebody's pants?
I'm sorry, but my butt has been grabbed 8 billion times in bars and no one has noticed. Things go unnoticed, especially when you're in a bar that is crowded, it is dark, and also drinking is involved. People are not paying attention to that. People are not looking down, paying attention to what's happening below the waist. Also, victim shame is a real, real thing. When something like that happens to people, they feel shame and embarrassed.
I just
don't want to tell anyone about it.
I don't get it. I'm not saying he's lying. It's just like, I understand, like, hey, a guy grabs your butt, like, or Spacey could put his hands over the guy's junk. I just don't know, like me, like, how do you get your hands, like, past the band? I don't know. I don't understand how that happened.
Well,
it seems like that's quite a long process.
Allegedly, it did, so.
And Brie Larson was on Jimmy Kimmel and talked about how scared she's been to tell anyone that she's in the Captain Marvel movie.
I wasn't allowed to tell anybody that I was even playing Captain Marvel for a year.
Did you tell anybody, though?
No!
You didn't.
Are you kidding me? I was so scared.
Well, what do you think they would really do? Yeah, they're going to be mad, but it's not like they're going to take your action figure away.
I know. Sam brought that up to me because I told him. I was like, I'm so stressed, man. Like, I can't deal with this anymore. And he was like, what are they going to do, fire you now? Like, yeah. Right before the premiere? Like, you're fine, but I'm still just like, oh, no.
That's the garbage.